Archers for the week 11 to 16 July 2004.
Emma's hiding behind the pavilion.
This is Ed's phone, and leave a message.
Please, Ed. I've got to talk to you. Ring me before you do anything. I know you're upset, but look, please, just ring me.
Hi, Emma.
Oh, Roy.
Got a call and had to run round here.
What?
Didn't want to disturb the game.
Yeah, that's right.
I thought I'd pop down through the country park and see how we're doing. How are we doing?
Not very well, I think.
Who's batting?
Will and, Duncan, is it?
Ooh, important phone call to miss Will's innings.
Yeah, well, it's just about the wedding, you know.
How's it going?
Yeah, it's fine.
I remember mine and Ailey's. Couldn't believe how much there is to organise.
Yeah.
I mean, most folks wouldn't mind just turning up and doing the business, but girls want everything absolutely perfect.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Oh, you should see some of the wedding dues we have at Grey Gables. I mean, unbelievable, some of them.
Yeah.
Well, I expect it was the same at Lower Larksley.
Oh, well, I didn't do much on that side of things.
Oh, no, yeah. You were more in the cafe, weren't you?
Yeah.
Got your dress sorted out yet?
Yeah, I got a fit in this week.
Bet your mum's excited, isn't she? My mum, right, was in orbit for about 9 months with ours.
Yeah, she's really looking forward to it.
Well, don't worry. Have a great day. You'll remember it for the rest of your life. Oh, sounds like someone's out.
Yeah, I better get back round. I don't want Will to think, you know, I mean, wow, he likes me to watch him play.
Yeah, come on. Let's commiserate.
Hi, Linda. You haven't seen Ian, have you?
No, not for a while. Was he expecting you?
Well, not really. I just brought a delivery of strawberries round, and I thought I'd, well, just have a word.
I understand.
No one in the kitchen seems to know where he is.
He's not having a cigarette, is he?
No, I came through the delivery yard.
Oh, here's another one not playing.
Working.
What? As a kitchen porter?
Right now, as a strawberry delivery boy.
You haven't seen Ian, have you, Roy?
No. I've been on my break. Just come back from the cricket.
Now, how are we doing?
Chasing 165.
And?
72 for 7.
Ah.
Yeah.
Was David playing?
No.
This is the trouble. Most of our strongest players couldn't make it.
Yeah. Sid was moaning about not being able to get a decent team together at the moment.
Robert was playing.
Well, of course. I didn't mean...
I had been hoping to go along to support him.
Not much point, I'm afraid.
After all, he is one of Ambridge's star players.
Well, not this time, Linda. Out for 3.
Oh.
The revolution starts here, does it?
Oh, Ian.
Where have you been?
Skiving off again, huh?
Cheeky beggar. We served 120 covers this lunchtime.
Impressive.
They'll still be here till 10 tonight.
Yes, all right.
I expect you'll want a coffee while you're here.
Well, if you can spare the time and your busy schedule.
Yeah, I better get on as well.
Oh, just a minute, Roy.
Yeah?
Come on. Let's go to the office.
Have you know?
I wonder if I could have a quick word.
Can we go to reception?
Yes, fine. It's about a booking for later this week for Mr. Rhys Jones.
Yeah, what about it?
Would that be Griff Rhys Jones by any chance?
Why do you want to know?
Well, a little bird tells me that Griff Rhys Jones is giving a talk to Borchester Architectural Trust this week.
A little bird?
Oh, well, all right, I saw it on a poster.
Right, well, after you.
Oh, thank you. Yes, on Thursday, actually.
Mm-hmm. Do you want a ticket or something?
Oh, no, it's not that. But I couldn't help noticing that he's booked in from Tuesday. Let me show you. Look, 13th of July, 2 nights.
Yeah?
Do you know what his plans might be for Wednesday?
How would I know what his plans are?
Well, he didn't give any indication then.
Well, guests don't usually give us their itinerary, do they?
No, I just wondered if he might have mentioned...
Anyway, isn't it your day off on Wednesday?
Yes.
So it shouldn't bother you anyway?
Brian's just walking around, I don't know, like a man who's been given absolution for his sins.
It must be a pretty big thing for him. From what you've said about how Debbie left...
Oh, yeah, it was pretty bloody.
He's bound to be delighted about her coming home.
Of course. I don't begrudge him that at all.
But you're not so delighted.
No, it's not that. Of course I'm delighted, on a personal level, but... Well, it's not just personal, is it? It's business, too.
I know what you mean. I mean, families and work don't always mix. I saw enough of that in the farm at home.
Mm, I bet.
I thought I'd got away from it, and then I got a job at this place near Downpatrick, run by a husband and wife. He was the chef, and she did front of house. Both brilliant in their own ways.
Uh-huh. But?
They were a nightmare together.
Well, I'm sure it won't be like that.
I hope not.
I mean, I get on very well with Debbie. I'd just like to have an idea how Brian wants us to share out the work.
Mm-hmm. And who's in charge.
Exactly.
Okay, bring it in, Jacko. There, just stick it down there. Chef, we'll sort ourselves out. Oh, and Jacko, get a clean jacket on. You look like Sweeney Todd on a bad day. Yes, Chef?
Poor lad.
He's all right. He just needs to toughen up a bit. There.
There you go. Thanks.
Look, my day off's Wednesday this week. Any chance of doing something?
No. Oh, very little, I'm afraid. If the weather's any good, we'll be combining at Brookfield until late.
Well, it couldn't be Tuesday.
Sorry. As soon as that's finished, we'll be back to Home Farm to finish our own.
What, the same day?
Oh, probably the middle of Thursday.
I'll pray for rain.
Don't you dare. And I had to keep dashing off to keep an eye on the strawberry picking.
Oh, which reminds me. Jack, I'll make a start on those straws and get shelled to top of my knees, will you?
Shit!
Right, good fella. You know, it sounds to me like you're trying to do two full-time jobs at once.
Well, it's not quite that bad.
If I were you, I'd be pleased to be getting another pair of hands around the place.
Ed! Ed, over here!
What were you doing here?
You haven't been to see Will, have you?
I might have.
Have you?
A nice brotherly chat, man to man.
Please say you haven't.
We've got a lot in common, Will and me.
Ed!
Like you, for example.
Ed, I've got to talk to you.
You talked enough on Friday.
Didn't you get my messages? I've been texting and phoning
but
all weekend.
But there's nothing to say. Not to you, anyway.
Ed.
I need my tea.
Ed, please, don't go in.
I'm hungry!
We've got to talk.
Well, let's go inside then. You could tell my mum as well.
No, can't we just walk up the lane a bit? Please, Ed, I'm begging you.
Why should I?
For me. Please, just walk up here with me and listen to what I've got to say.
All right.
Why haven't you rung me back?
Like I said, I've got nothing to say. Unless you're going to call off the wedding.
No, I'm still going ahead with it.
Oh, I shall cut the cost down anyway.
What should?
Just you and the vicar. Nice and simple.
What do you mean?
What do you think Will's going to carry on when he knows the truth about you?
You can't tell him, Ed.
What, are you going to stop me?
It would destroy him.
And like he's been so concerned about me.
Well, I know things haven't been easy between you, but he doesn't deserve it.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter if I suffer, though.
I don't want you to suffer.
Yeah, well, you should have thought of that.
What about your family, then? Your mum and dad, what are they going to think of you?
I'm rubbish anyway.
No, they don't.
I've nothing to lose there.
No, they love you, but if they find you've betrayed your own brother...
I've betrayed him? But what have you done?
I know.
You're meant to be his fiancée, for God's sake.
I know.
If there's any betraying going on, you're the one that's done it. Well, that's what you're worried about, isn't it? You just can't bear the idea of anyone knowing.
No.
What would your family say, Ed? Well, what would your family say, eh? Well, no, it's about time Snotty Susan knew what her daughter was really like.
You're quiet.
You can't hush it up.
No, it's... Afternoon. Hello, Linda.
Oh, dear. Still quite warm, isn't it? Hello, Ed.
Hello.
Have you been watching the cricket?
No. Well, yeah, earlier.
Ambridge didn't do very well, I understand.
No.
What was the final score, do you know?
No, sorry, yeah. I just know that we lost.
Oh, dear. I hear that even Robert wasn't able to help save the team this week.
Oh, Will the Wonder Man.
Sorry, Ed?
Nothing.
Robert has been very busy lately, of course. You know we're shooting a video as part of our campaign to redevelop the old Cat and Fiddle.
Are you?
Oh, yes. Got to harness all the modern media tools for fundraising, and he's been my trusty cameraman. He is a treasure.
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
Yes. Well, I must go and say hello to Wolfgang and Constanza. Hello, you two. Hello, Wolfgang. Wolfie, come here, darling.
I'll tell you who else you've betrayed.
Ed.
Me.
Please, Ed, not here.
Well, you wanted to talk. Well, let's talk. Do you know how I felt when you turned up on Thursday? It was like all my dreams had come true. I thought you realised at last. I thought you felt like I did. I thought this is the start of my life. You know, all the crap that's happened. None of that matters now. You and me. You and me.
No, I shouldn't.
Why did you do it, Emma? Oh, did you just want some quick shag?
No.
Was that it? Hen night? Last night of freedom, you were in town? Can you just pull some random Kev?
No, Ed, it weren't like that. You're not just... I'm fond of you, really. That was the trouble. I was confused and I was scared. I didn't know what I wanted and it was a mistake. I wish I'd never done it. I know I shouldn't have and it wasn't fair to you and... But it was a mistake.
Too late it was.
I know that. I know I've hurt you. I'm just begging you, please. Don't make things any worse.
Can't make things any worse? As far as I'm concerned, they couldn't be any worse.
Eddie's feeling peckish.
I knew she'd been baking. Fancy one of these with your coffee?
Oh, yeah, great.
Right. I bet they're sick of the sight of you at Brookfield. Help yourself, Alistair.
Oh, thanks. Well, wasn't so bad the last time. At least that was all clear.
So if you've done the injecting today, it's back on...
Thursday.
For the results.
And, of course, they're desperately hoping for another clear round.
Well, they must be crowded out. How long have they been under restrictions?
Oh, it's a year now.
TB. Curse.
Yeah, I think that's the way David feels.
Wish him all the best from me.
Yeah, I will.
Any road, this Bushtucker challenge.
Yes. I think we've been getting a bit carried away.
Really?
Well, it's all been getting a bit too exotic. Oh, and we definitely need to scrub the scorpion eating.
Oh, why is that?
Well, you know I said we were in Birmingham at the weekend. Well, I checked them out.
But you can get them.
Oh, yeah. But the price.
Ah.
Still don't know how many people are going to enter. Could cost us £200 for scorpions alone. And I don't think the shop would be happy selling them on sale or return.
Yeah, OK, then. Scratch the scorpions.
Let's just think about things that are easy to get but unpalatable.
Like me dad's socks.
And edible, Eddie.
How about, nettles? Did a bit of that last year.
Yeah, perfect.
There's plenty of them around.
Yeah, and I did wonder about cream crackers as an easy starter.
Too easy, surely. What's disgusting about cream crackers?
Oh, you try eating them without a drink. First one goes down all right, but it gets harder and harder.
Well, I won't ask you how you know that, but OK.
Cream crackers. And then, when their mouth's really dry, we hit them with...
A spoonful of flour? A cup of sand? A disposable napkin?
Oh, Eddie.
Oh, not a used one. Tea bags.
Tea bags? Mm. Yeah, nice one.
Eat a tea bag. Dry.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that'll probably do for the first round.
So then it's round two, the physical stuff.
So that's the pole over the pond, as decided. Have you sorted out the grease?
Oh, yes, sir. Leave that to me.
Excellent.
And I've got just the thing to add to that, courtesy of Mr. Pullen's great-nephew.
Oh, yeah?
Well, let's just say it's airy and you wouldn't want to hold it for very long.
Right, It's not...
No, no, all good, clean fun.
Oh, well, if you're sure.
You have my word as a Grundy.
Okay, so it's just a final round.
Nettles, then?
Yep, we'll start with nettles, and, well, I still think tripe's a good idea.
Some people like tripe.
Oh, yeah, you only have to look at what's on the telly most nights.
Dad loves it. Tripe and onion.
Mm-hmm, but I still think it's a good one.
All right, then. Nettles, tripe and...
Something to round it off.
Oh, hello, Alistair. Bart's not ill, is he?
Oh, hello, love. No, we've been talking about the fight.
The Bushtucker Challenge.
Oh, that. No offence, Alistair, but I think it's disgusting. Oh,
I'm beginning to agree with you, Clary. Certainly wouldn't be entering myself.
What have you been eating?
Well, Eddie gave them to me.
They're lovely, Mary.
Oh, they ain't for you. They're for the fate. Are we going to put them in the freezer now they're cool?
Oh, sorry.
We only had a couple.
Oh, I don't know.
They were very nice.
Date slices. My mum used to make them.
Oh, I must buy some at the fate. They'll be in the tea tent, I suppose.
Yes, right.
I'd better get going.
I could wrap one up for you now, if you like.
No, that's tempting, Clary, but no, I'd better not.
Oh, I know one.
You won't. Where are you off to now, Alistair?
Home farm. Afraid their pony really is sick.
Oh.
Have a think about the final food.
Yeah, I will. See you then.
Bye.
Bye, Alistair. You had some proper dinner, did you? You wasn't just scoffing cake.
Yes, no, I've had a sandwich.
Yeah, I think I will and all. What was up with Edward this morning?
How do you mean?
Couldn't get a word out of him. In fact, he's been funny all weekend.
Has he?
You must have noticed.
Not more than usual.
Wondered if there were a reason.
Oh, he's a teenager. Does he need a reason?
Oh, you'd think with his car on the road, he'd be happy as Larry.
Yeah. Maybe he's worried about the running costs. He's got nothing else to be miserable about.
I didn't have a best man as such.
No?
Tony was the nearest thing, I suppose. A very quiet wedding. Not like yours. Well, social event of the year, from what I can make out.
Don't think it's going to be quite that big.
If you take my advice, keep a close rein on Ed.
Yeah?
Otherwise, there's no knowing what he'll say at the reception.
No. Well, I'll have to check his speech, I think.
Anyway, I thought you ought to know that Adam saw some poles the weekend.
Oh, yes?
He was combining south of Littleton Cover, where the pylons are.
Oh, yeah, I know it. We're still running in round there. They've only been out for 10 days or so.
Good. And are you still keeping on top of it all?
Yeah, it's going all right. I'm just off to the rearing pens now to transfer another batch.
Hello, Will.
All right, yeah?
Isn't Alistair here yet, Dad?
Not as far as I know.
Oh, is this the Chandler?
Yeah.
Oh, ain't he any better?
No. If anything, he's worse. Poor thing.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yes, it's a worry.
Look, I'm sorry, but I gotta go.
Yeah, you get on, Will.
George will be up at the rearing field by now. I hope Alistair can sort it out.
Thanks.
See you later. Come on, cheer up, Alice.
What's there to be cheerful about?
Well, Debbie's due back soon. Must be looking forward to that.
It's ages yet.
It's a week on Sunday, that's all. Think how nice it'll be. We'll be able to go riding together.
I suppose. But it isn't going to make Charlie better.
No, I know that.
Afternoon.
Oh, Alistair.
Oh, I didn't expect you to be here, Alice. Daniel doesn't break up till Friday.
Ah, it's that school of hers. For the money we pay them, I'd have thought they'd keep them at it all year round.
Never mind that, Dad. Come on, Alistair. Charlie's really not himself.
Mm. I needed that. Can you wash up these few things, Edna?
Yeah, all right, love.
Ciao. Oh, did you have any ideas for William?
What?
About his powering for the wedding.
Oh, no.
He was fretting the other day.
Well, perhaps he ought to write one.
Not really his thing, though, is it?
Or I could. There was a young lady named Carter whose mum was a terrible...
Eddie.
Martyr, I was going to say. Martyr.
Hey, you didn't have much of a break for lunch, did you?
Oh, that's all right.
You know, I'll keep us due a decent lunch break, Will.
I know.
And what time were you out this morning? 5? 5:30?
Oh, something like that.
Well, you can't work 16 hours a day without a decent break.
Oh, that one's getting away.
Don't worry.
Yeah, get it next time. Mr. Aldridge said the same. There's a lot to do at the moment.
You know, the older I got, the more I needed that nap, I can tell you.
No, I'm fine, George.
Hey, you youngsters.
I don't want to let things slip.
Well, don't let it get to be a habit, that's my advice.
I'll have a decent break tomorrow, I promise.
Good lad.
Gotcha.
Proper
him. There you go.
Hey, oh, and you. Oh, I know what I was going to say.
What's that?
While I was going round this morning, I noticed some feather pecking.
Oh, yeah.
Better see to getting these birds bitted.
Well, I've been thinking about that.
Before it gets serious.
It's a bit controversial now, isn't it?
Not among keepers.
Well, I was wondering if we could try something different.
Have you been talking to those animal rights nutters?
No.
Every Saturday they're out in the market square with their posters and petitions.
No, Betty.
What?
I've been talking to Betty.
Well, she's not one...
Because you get feather pecking with chickens, don't you?
Yeah.
And what they do, poultry keepers, they take away the ones that are being picked on and put them in a separate pen.
A sanctuary pen, yes.
Well, and some keepers, that's what they're doing with game birds.
Yeah, but you know...
So I thought we could give it a go.
Well...
Worth a try, anyway.
Well, you're the boss, William, if that's what you want to do.
Well, I was reading an article about it. I can let you have it if you're interested.
Is that Andy?
With the crab? No, it's Jeff. Andy's stubble cultivating on the 60 acre.
Ah. And you're doing what?
Just off to haul another batch of strawberries.
Oh. I bet you're looking forward to Debbie arriving.
Yes.
Another worker around here really knows what she's doing.
It'll be great, Brian. I can't wait.
The student doesn't start until next week, does he?
That's right. Friday.
Not that late. Well, why didn't you get Eddie or Mike into a few days?
Oh, no.
Well, at least until... What's his name?
James. James Cotton.
Well, yeah, at least until James starts.
No, Brian, really, it's fine. Now the pickers are more experienced. I don't need to be on their backs all the time.
There's still a lot to fit in. Splitting yourself between the strawberries and the harvest.
Look, it's only for a few days. I can cope.
Well, it's actually more like 2 weeks.
Oh, no. Oh, dear. Alice doesn't look very happy.
No, she doesn't. What's the prognosis, then?
Oh, Dad.
Not good, I'm afraid.
He's got liver damage.
Oh, dear.
Probably due to ragwort poisoning.
But we haven't got any ragwort.
Yeah, it could have happened a long time ago, or he might have had it in some hay.
Is it treatable?
Well, we could try some vitamin B. But if he doesn't pick up in a month or so, really, the kindest thing would be to put him down.
Oh, Dad.
I know, darling. Come on. I know it's sad.
It's got to be better than him suffering.
Yeah, I know.
He's obviously very uncomfortable at the moment.
Yeah. But you know what? I can't bear the thought of him being carted off to some knacker's yard.
Well,
that's what happened to Bramble, Chloe's pony.
Couldn't we bury him here?
Well,
it's to avoid contamination.
Well, surely that's not likely.
It's horrible.
You don't have to use a renderer, though.
No, I favour the hand panels myself. But I mean, anyway, Alice, look, all of this might be academic. Let's get the vitamin B from Alistair and see if it does the trick, eh?
Emma? Come on through, George.
What?
Is she about?
Em? Oh, probably a bit late back from work. Want a cup of tea?
No, not for me, son.
Well, I think this was the magazine. I mean, you know, obviously, if it doesn't work, we'll have to go back to the old way.
Will?
Yeah?
Oh, I think this is for you.
What?
Oh, looks like she's been and gone.
Change of plan. I'm staying at the caravan tonight, because I've got a dress fitting tomorrow, and we're meeting the caterers, and I've got a lot to talk about with Mum. Sorry to see you soon.
Oh, that's a shame.
Oh, well, I've got lots of work to do.
Perhaps I will have that cup of tea after all.
David's taking a delivery.
Oh, new toy?
Oh, what, the digger? Yeah, just for a few days.
Just to extend the pit in the parlour.
That's right, Bert. Couldn't get in there with the JCB.
Oh, too big. That should do the job all right.
Yeah. If Josh will let me get on it, I can just see him thinking it's an early birthday present.
Oh, every boy's dream, eh?
Well, every young boy's dream. Listen, are you okay for later on?
Oh, yeah, count me in.
Good man. And you know that tomorrow you'll be hauling our winter barley?
Ah, that's confirmed, is it?
Yeah, Adam's just rung. He and Andy will be here first thing.
Good.
Assuming that giant combine doesn't get stuck in the lane.
Oh, it should be fine.
Well, I won't be around in the morning. Sam and I are off to a farm sale.
Oh, yes.
Yes, a chap getting out of milk. But it's only the other side of Leighton Cross, so we shouldn't be too long.
No, don't you worry, David. We'll manage. What about Thursday, though?
How do you mean?
Well, the TB test. Oh. Getting the cattle through the crush.
No, it's all right. Mum's having Ben, so Ruth's going to help me with that. You can stay on the corn trailer.
OK.
Drive with your fingers crossed, though, won't you?
Yeah, we'll be thinking of you.
Thanks.
Hello!
Oh, what's your Nigel?
I couldn't get past that lorry, so I'm afraid I've blocked it in.
No, don't worry, we'll sort it out in a minute. I'll just go and sign for this digger.
All right.
And then we'll be off.
How are you then, Bert, on this lovely afternoon?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you.
David's very kindly agreed to cut some hay at Grange Farm.
Yes.
And we're going to strew it at Lower Lockley. Hopefully regenerate a wildflower meadow.
I know. I'm going to give you a hand.
That's a cheese on toast and a tuna salad baguette and onions, Frank. You ready then, Emma?
Oh, Mum, wasn't expecting you yet.
Oh, I thought it was going to be a bit far, you know.
I'm a bit busy.
Look, if you've got to be at the dressmaker's for half past.
Yeah, I've got to get these teas, though.
And then it's the college after that.
Yeah, I know where we're going, Mum.
Look, your food won't be long.
So can we get anything?
Yeah, hold on. Did you want to pay?
Yes, please.
If you'd like to come to the counter.
Emma? So why don't you wait outside, Mum? Get out in a minute.
No, I'm all right.
Right, that's £7.25, please.
Yeah.
Thank you. £2.75 change.
Thanks very much.
Oh, cheers.
But we really must go, Emma. We're
going to
be late.
Right, Mum.
Couldn't run off in the middle of serving, could I?
Let me take you where we are.
See you, Frank. Heading them off now.
Right, then, let's go.
Will.
Emma.
Are you all right, Will?
What are you doing here?
You look stunned.
I'm just out of breath, Axel. I had to run from the market square.
Why?
Couldn't park.
What is it?
I wanted to catch you before you went off to the fitting. I'll give you this.
Oh, what sweets.
Because I missed you so much last night. Take it then.
Chocolates. It's not going to help me fit into my dress, is it?
Emma?
Oh, well, I just thought...
It's a lovely thing to do, Will. Don't you think so, Emma?
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Sorry, it's just a shock, that's all.
A shock?
No, a surprise. A nice surprise, thanks, Will. Now, we better get going. Don't want to be late, do we?
This is going to be so much better than using commercial tea.
Well, you'd hardly get local varieties, would you?
Yeah. And so a lot of it's imported.
Yes, yes, it is. Well, I'm pleased to be able to help, Nigel. I think it's an admirable project.
Thank you.
And you should see rather quicker results than with your vines.
Yes. Yeah. I'm hoping to have something to show for it this time next year.
Well, it'll take a while to become really established, no? And you'll have to manage it carefully.
Oh, yes. Heavens, yes. I've had quite a lot of advice from Borset to Wildlife Trust.
Oh, it's good that you want to take the trouble. Ah, he comes back with the old trailer.
Well, it's not completely altruistic. I hope the visitors will be interested in seeing it.
Well, show people what a meadow used to be like here. Before silage and nitrogen, yeah? Well, good idea.
It's like the crop bun. That's proving to be a real asset.
Is it?
Well, Alex's running a wood-turning course there today. And it's a great venue for Haley's storytelling sessions.
Splendid. Hello, Bert.
Afternoon. Hello again, Nigel.
Bert. Well, shall we make a start, then?
Yep. Well, you've got the fox here.
Good. Never used a pitchfork, Nigel?
Once or twice, yes. Yes, helping out the haymaking at Brookfield.
I don't remember that.
In my much younger days. I can't say I was an expert, though.
And I expect you were hefting whole bales, weren't you?
Well, yes.
Yeah, not this loose stuff.
There's nothing to it here.
Thanks.
One for you.
Right. So it's in like this.
Oh, yes, that looks quite straightforward. In.
He's meant to go in the trailer, Nigel.
Yes, that's what I was aiming for.
Try again, my dear.
In. Oh, dear. This is rather like eating with chopsticks.
Come on, Nigel, give it some welly.
Yeah, you've got to be much more positive on the upswing.
Show me the old party of the spirit, you mean?
That's right.
Right. In. And. Oh, no.
Never mind your meadow. If you carry on like that, you'll have wildflowers growing out your ears.
Shirley brought in some of her muffins today.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, I'm going to miss her.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm going to miss the old job. You know, I really didn't think Tina would be coming back. Her husband's left her, apparently.
Really?
Went off with a younger woman, Shirley said. And her with a tiny baby, can you believe it? So, she needs the money.
Shirley?
Tina?
Oh, yeah.
Mind you, she's not the only one.
Oh, Mum.
Oh, don't you worry, love.
I feel so guilty.
No, I'm not worried about the wedding. You're paying for most of it anyway.
Yeah, but...
No, look, don't listen to me. Do you need a hand with the zip?
No, it's all right, it's up the side.
Betty was saying it looks like the decorators have finished at our house. Yeah, our old house.
Yeah.
Wonder if he'll sell it or rent it. Well, rent it, I wouldn't be surprised. Have you done it up?
Yeah.
Are you going to come out then?
All right.
Oh, what do you think?
Oh, Emma.
Oh, come here and look at yourself. It's not very secure.
Where?
Around the bust, it feels like I'm going to fall out.
Oh, well, they can adjust that, can't they?
Oh, no.
What is it?
I think it's too tarty. Yeah, maybe I shouldn't have gone for the strapless.
But it's beautiful. Oh, and you've got the rosebuds in your ear as well.
I hate these triple mirrors. Look at my bum.
What's wrong with it?
What's all sticking out?
No, it isn't.
It's far too tight. I look like a cheap cabaret act.
You don't.
They won't take it back now, though, will they?
Love?
What a waste. What a horrible mistake.
Emma? Oh, it's all right. There's no need for this.
I just feel so wrong.
Oh, look. It's a beautiful dress. And you look wonderful in it. Really. Oh, here, look. Have a tissue. You don't want to get tears on the satin.
Thank you.
You're just feeling a bit overwhelmed, that's all. There's so much to do. But there's no need to get into this state. Oh, you'll see. It'll all be fine.
What stage are you at with the vines, Nigel?
I'm pinching off the side shoots.
Uh-huh.
And making sure they're growing straight.
How do you do that?
Well, just securing them to the canes.
Oh, I see. So it's not rocket science, huh?
It protects them from the machinery if they're straight, apparently.
Ah, right. Could we have another load over here, David?
Oh, sorry, Bert. Slack it. Oh, smells wonderful, doesn't it?
So the idea is they seeds will germinate, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Here, I mean, not with your vines.
That's right. And I've asked Oliver to keep back a patch for a late crop in August.
Oh, I thought David was just getting lazy. Didn't want to mow that bit.
Cheeky. So hopefully Nigel will get some later varieties of wildflower as well.
Yeah.
You know, it's a shame you didn't start your vines 10 years ago. We could be drinking Chateau Pargiter now.
That's very true.
Yeah, shocking lack of foresight there.
But I'll tell you what I have got.
What's this?
I thought a few supplies might be in order.
Oh, I take it all back.
Nice one. Go on, bud.
Ooh, so what if I do?
And I even brought an opener.
What a leader of men.
I think we deserve a break, don't you?
Yeah, definitely.
Thirsty work, this.
Well, at least you've got the hang of that pitchfork, Nigel.
Spreading it around's a lot easier than picking it up.
Beer always tastes better outdoors, I find.
Yeah, especially when you've been working. Sit down, Bert. You're making me feel tired.
All right. This is your life, innit?
When I was a kid, summer evenings were always like this.
Warm, peaceful, bottle of beer in your hand.
Well, you obviously had a wilder childhood than I did.
Can I ask your advice?
Sure, yeah, what up? Wildflower meadows, viniculture.
Underage drinking.
What present would you get for a 9-year-old boy?
Well, that's more your area of expertise, David.
Who's this?
Jamie, Kathy's boy. It's his birthday next week.
All right. Well, thanks to Josh, I am something of an expert in this particular field. And I have two watchwords for you.
Mm-hmm.
Ugly and violent. And if you can combine the two, so much the better.
I'm not sure that Kathy would approve.
At the other end of the scale, Ruth's been wondering what to get for Jack.
Well, it's his birthday, then.
Yeah, next week.
That's been exercising Caroline.
He'll be 85.
My goodness.
And what do you give the man who has a hotel, a cafe, a shop and a newspaper?
Day off, I reckon.
Not a bad idea, Bert.
It's Mummy's 80th next month. I'll have to start thinking about that soon.
A couple of dancing boys would suit Julia, I think.
No, she's very happy with the Lewis.
He seems to be one of life's contented men, old Lewis.
Yeah, he's got the knack, hasn't he?
He was saying Linda's been pestering him recently.
What, Linda Snow?
Mm.
Oh, well. That would shake anyone's sang-froid.
What sort of song's that?
She's been pumping him for information about the Borchester Architectural Trust. He said she was being very mysterious about something.
Oh, dear.
What's the wretched woman up to now, eh?
From Hyacinth Bouquet to Linda Snell, who's lying in wait.
Oh, away, are you, Linda?
Oh, Roy. No, I left something here.
What, on reception?
No, upstairs, somewhere. How's your decluttering project going?
Oh, all right. I'm doing an inventory at the moment, listing all the stuff we can...
Oh, good morning, Mr. Rees-Jones.
Oh, good morning.
May I introduce myself? Linda Snell. I'm a reception executive here at Grey Gables. I trust your stay so far has been entirely satisfactory.
Yes, yes, very comfortable, thank you.
Have you had breakfast yet?
No, I was just on
the... Allow me to show you to the dining room.
Linda, I'm sure Mr. Jones...
This way.
Thank you. Linda...
Oh, look, Roy, Mrs. Rytel's having trouble with her wheelchair. I think she needs a hand.
Oh, my goodness, that's quite a plateful.
Well, that's the strength of a buffet, I find. You can choose exactly what you want.
Yes, yeah, although you don't normally get waitress service with a buffet.
Oh, I'm not a waitress.
No?
Oh, do tuck in. I can recommend the sausages.
Well, they do look good.
Would you mind if I sat down?
Well,
thank you. So, have you plans for the day?
No, not really. No, I thought I'd just potter around.
Mr. Jones, Linda, I'm sure our guest would prefer to eat his breakfast on his own.
Oh, don't worry, Roy. I'll be leaving him to it very shortly. But I do have some information that I'm certain he would like to know.
Oh, yes?
Of course, if he feels I'm being a nuisance, he only has to say the word, and I'll be gone before you can say... Charlie's aunt.
Well, I do think that
Mr. Rees-Jones, you will be fascinated, I assure you.
No, very well. Yes, yes, all right, yes.
I can stay.
Yes.
Ah, wise man. Well, thank you, Roy.
Right. If you're sure, I'll just be in reception if you want anything.
Thanks.
Yes, we'll call you if we need you.
Okay. I'll see you soon, then, Linda.
Now, Mrs.
Snell. But do call me Linda, please. And may I call you Griff?
Yes, yes, go ahead, yeah.
Well, Griff, just a short drive from here is an architectural treasure that sadly has fallen into disuse over the years.
Hello, love. Cup of tea?
Oh, yes, please. I thought you'd be at Bridge Farm by now.
Oh, Tom's covering for me.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he said he would if I was needed up here.
What's this? Dodge, make thirds, then first alter.
Oh, that's Christopher's. His notes for the Peel next week.
Oh, will he be all right, do you think?
He should be.
Keep saying how complicated it is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's the trickiest he's ever done. But he's working hard at it since he finished his exams.
Mm. So, why are you here, then?
Well, you know why. Big day today. We got the crane arriving. A pub.
An ex-pub. And look at it now, Griff. Boarded up, disused. Such a shame.
Well, it's not a bad building, I suppose.
Imagine the benefit to the community if it were to become flooded with life again.
Morning.
Oh, Griff, may I introduce my husband, Robert?
Hello.
How do you do?
Now, Griff, you'll notice that Robert's brought a video camera with him.
Yes.
Well, now that you're here, it will be such a help to our project if you could just say a few words to camera.
Well, I don't think I know enough about the place.
Oh, don't worry.
You know, without a script...
I thought of that. Robert...
Yeah, oh, just a minute, I'll put them in the boot.
We wouldn't want you unprepared.
Here they are. Idiot boards.
I prefer to call them cue cards.
They are big enough. Oh, yes, go. You can read them from Staffordshire.
Oh, good. So, Griff, if we could start you here by the wall, and then while talking, you walk across to the sign and look up.
At the sign?
Yes.
And you want me to say?
First card, please, Robert. This.
Right.
Places in, please. You ready, camera?
Just a minute. What, starting here?
Yes, just a step more to the right, please. No, my right. That's it.
Ready.
Turn over and action.
But this tranquil rural landscape is marred by a most unpleasant and unnecessary block.
Cut. Yes, not a bad first attempt.
First?
Let's call it a rehearsal, shall we? We shan't be using that take.
You won't.
I feel, Griff, that you need to be more engaged in the material.
Yes. Yes, you're probably right, yes. But as I only saw it 20 seconds...
Robert, remember, more adventurous with the camera.
Right.
Tilt left, tilt right, and whip hand to the side.
Right, you are, Lindy.
Good. Starting positions, then.
Right here?
Yes, please, Griff. And remember...
Engaged.
Absolutely.
Is tilted enough for you, Lindy?
Yes, that's fine. turn over, and action.
But this tranquil rural landscape is marred by a most unpleasant and unnecessary blot.
Much better. Well done. Now, our next setup is in what used to be the beer garden.
Next setup.
I want you, Griff, to conjure up a picture of a heritage centre teeming with life, full of local people.
Ruth.
Is that who I think it is?
Yeah, that's Linda.
No, I mean, Griff, this job.
Yes, it is. Don't ask me how, but Linda's managed to persuade.
We can't do this without you, Robert.
Coming, Lindy.
And Ruth, we don't want spectators, thank you.
Oh, pretty impressive, isn't it?
Oh, it's so tall.
Well, it's got to be if it's going to get above the roof level.
Oh,
what?
I must remember to get the hard standing sorted for the shed.
Well, you're not going to do it yourself, are you?
No, I've got enough on. I thought I'd ask Eddie. It's a simple enough job.
Hey, is that Ruth's car?
Oh, yeah. She said she had some rose petals to bring over. How was Emma this morning?
Well, she seemed okay. I didn't really see much of her.
Hi! Oh, hello, Ruth.
Morning.
Here, Susan. I hope they're all right.
Oh, sure they will be. Thanks for collecting them.
No problem. Hey, you'll never guess what I've just seen by the cat and fiddle.
Please, no! Move away from there or you'll be in the shot!
Oh, Griff, I'm so sorry. Some people have no respect for privacy.
Do you know, that's one of the many lessons I'm learning from today.
Oh, really? I assumed you'd be used to it, being a celebrity.
Well, you would have thought so, wouldn't you? I suppose some people are just more demanding than others.
Oh, I know, that is so true. Mm. Well, as soon as Robert's ready, we'll go again.
Actually, I was going to suggest something.
Yes?
This phrase here has got rather a lot packed into it.
Yes, it has, hasn't it?
Well, it's rather too much, I fear.
Oh, if you're finding it difficult to say.
No, I wasn't thinking about me. I was thinking about the viewer. Will they take it all in?
Oh, yes. I don't think we should make the mistake of talking down to our audience. I would have thought someone in your position would have realised that.
Yes, how remiss of me.
So, if you're ready...
Her loins girded.
Sorry, they do tend to eat up the batteries, these things.
Sitting on the wall, then, Griff.
Yeah, avoiding the broken glass.
At his feet, Robert.
Okay.
A little lower, please.
All right.
Now, please, I must insist on complete silence. Thank you. Turn over and action.
With your help, this once proud hostelry, inheritor of a fine tradition of Borsetshire hospitality, can once again hold up its metaphorical head as a repository of traditions and memories from a Borsetshire whose history can live again within its walls.
And cut. See, Griff? Absolutely fine.
Yeah, absolutely. Clear as crystal.
Happy, Robert?
Yeah, apart from my knees, yes.
That's a wrap then, people.
Good. Well, if you could just run me back to the hotel, I would...
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I meant that's a wrap here.
Here?
We've got to go to Willow Farm yet.
What, there's no location?
Oh, yes. Now, we've finished here, and I really must insist that you leave us alone. Mr. Rhys Jones has come to Borsetshire for
some... She's quite a woman, isn't she?
You're not the first to say that.
How long have you been married?
25 years.
25 years? Well, if you don't mind me saying, you seem very, well, calm. What's your secret?
Oh, no secret.
Meditation, perhaps?
No.
Medication?
You can start to get a feel for the size now, can't you?
Yeah, you forget how much the roof adds. Oh, who's this then?
Stop it! Stop it! It's perfect!
What?
The movement, the crane lowering that wooden triangle.
Well, it's called a truss.
It's just what I need in the background.
Well, is this for your video?
Hey, is it true that you
actually... Neil, look!
I think it's all a bit blood and thunder.
Music. Oh. Emperor Radossi's aria in prison.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely heart-wrenching.
Oh, hello.
Griff, this is Neil and Susan.
Hello.
And this is their house. Well, it will be when it's finished. Oh, no. Neil, you must go and tell him to lift it off again.
No, I can't do that.
Well, these people are working for you, aren't they?
Oh, yes,
and Griff's time is precious. Oh, go on, Neil. We'll only be 5 minutes.
But we're...
All right, I'll see what I can do.
I'll get the cue card.
Lovely location.
Yes, I think it'll contrast rather well with what
we're doing. No, I meant for your house.
Oh,
thank you.
And you're self-building, are you?
Yes, and Neil's in charge of that side, really.
But I expect you had a lot of input into the design.
Yeah, we think it's going to be really nice. I hope you don't think I'm cheeky, but I thought you were ever so good in that restoration programme.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, I've been an admirer of Griff's work for many years. Not the 9 o'clock news, Alias Smith and Jones.
Alas.
I'm sorry.
Alas, Smith and Jones. It was sort of meant to be a joke, you see, based on the...
Here it is.
Well, never mind.
Would it be all right if I had an autograph? Suzanne Griff doesn't want to be...
Bothered. No. That'll be fine. I'd be delighted.
Oh, I'll just go and get a piece of paper then.
Ah, good.
He says he'll do it, but just the once, and you owe him a drink.
Right. Well, let's get moving then. Robert, over here.
Okay.
Griff, with your back to the house, please.
About here.
Perfect. Now, here's your cue card.
Don't you think that's a bit...
No time for discussion. He's lowering it now. Turn over and action.
All over the countryside, ugly and unsympathetic buildings are suburbanising our green and pleasant land.
Talking about that.
Let's at least preserve and maintain the sort of building that made Britain great.
Wonderful. I mean, cut.
What do you mean, ugly and unsympathetic? That's not what you said a fortnight ago,
it's
Linda.
It's just artistic license, Neil. It's nothing personal.
Nothing personal?
Thank you, Rick. That really is a wrap.
What a relief.
You have been absolutely wonderful. If you'd like to give me your agent's number, I'm sure we could discuss some sort of payment. Although, of course, as a charity, our means are slender.
No, that won't be necessary, Linda.
Oh.
No, the experience has been payment enough.
Is Brookfield free of its curse?
Susan was in the shop later, going on about Linda.
Oh, yeah.
And how rude she was. Neil was furious, apparently. But Griff was a real gem.
Yeah, he comes over like that.
Very happy to give her an autograph.
I still don't know how Linda managed it, though. Griff Rhys-Jones presenting her video. What next? Kylie starring in the Christmas panto?
I wouldn't put it past her. Linda, I mean.
I do wonders for ticket sales, anyway.
You'd be there every night, for one.
It's possible.
You just can't get her out of your head, can you?
What? Oh. Yeah, very good. Ah, here's Sam.
Yeah. Oh, Jack's present arrived, by the way.
Oh, is that what you were signing for?
Yep.
What you got him?
Peggy was saying he keeps losing the TV zapper, so I ordered one of those things that hangs over the arm of the chair.
Oh, what, like a holster, you mean?
Yeah.
Marshall Woolley, fastest remote in the West.
Here they are then, David.
Thanks. We thought we'd start with the milkers. Is they're up here anyway?
Yeah, makes sense.
Alice should be here any minute.
TB tests. Oh, we almost grew up with them at home.
Yeah, I know, we think we've got it bad.
But it's even worse in the West Country.
Yeah, I could tell you some sad tales, but I won't.
Thanks, Sam, I appreciate that.
Burt's still hauling grain today, isn't he?
Yeah.
Do you need a hand getting them through the crush?
No, that's okay, Ruth and I can manage.
You sure?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, I'll have some breakfast and start servicing those milking units we bought yesterday. Then I've got to pop into town later.
Fine, we'll see you in a bit then.
Good luck.
Thank you.
These salad leaves are going down well.
It's the weather, isn't it? No one wants to cook much. Yes, so Tom was wondering if you should have bought a convertible like Tony's.
Like Dad's?
No, you know, a modern one.
Well, I don't know. It's all right for a few days a year, but most of the time.
Yeah, it's not exactly LA here, is it?
Tom was full of it this morning. Dad's giving me a lift to the garage to pick it up.
Oh. Yeah, I think Tony rather fancies one himself. Great fun, Minnie's.
You used to have one, didn't you, Mum? Mm. Fan of the photos.
Well, they're a bit different now.
Oh, yes, I don't think Tom's will bear much resemblance to old Frankie. Yeah, that's the last.
Oh, look at those tomatoes.
They're good, aren't they?
They smell gorgeous.
Your father's very proud of those.
You know, I'm always tempted to eat one now.
Go on, then.
No, better not. We might leave them for the customers.
This one's OK.
All right. Oh, here you go. All right.
You were saying, Ruth?
Hmm?
Kathy's meeting.
Oh, yeah. Apparently the head was quite enthusiastic.
Oh, that's good.
Come on, Slowcorch. She had some concerns, of course. Security of supply, that sort of thing.
Oh, well, they're thinking of opting out of the current system. They can't take chances.
Yeah, too right. You can't tell 100 children to go to the chip shop because you've got the ordering wrong.
Yeah. 100471.
Okay.
It's money that's the main question.
Surprise, surprise.
They've got to prove that they could provide the meals for the same budget.
Well, that's surely going to be possible. £1.50 a day we're paying now.
We know.
Oh, yeah, of course you do.
Twice over.
Yeah, this one's okay.
Oh, great.
It's going well, isn't it?
Ruth.
What?
Don't tempt fate.
Never had you down as superstitious, David.
Well, that's how it gets with TB. You believe in anything.
So, that's the last of the milkers, then, is it?
Yeah. On to the followers now.
One, you... In you go.
Oh, if they can't serve up a decent kid's meal for £1.50 a head, then there's something wrong.
Well, they've got staff costs to pay.
Even so, 301225.
Okay.
Every time I ask Daniel what he's had for lunch, it's something like chicken nuggets, potato shapes, and spaghetti hoops.
And a biscuit for pudding.
Yeah, they don't seem to have heard of fresh vegetables.
I keep thinking we should make them sandwiches.
Yeah, well, I've been thinking that for years. Ah, another clear one.
Oh, brilliant. Keep them coming. So, why don't you make Daniel sandwiches then, eh?
Why don't you make sandwiches for your two?
Have we got the time?
Exactly. It's easier just to write a cheque every term and try not to worry too much.
In you go.
Good for Kathy for actually doing something about it.
And it's not like it's proving difficult. Kathy reckons Mrs. Metcalf's just dying to have a bit of control.
Mrs. Metcalf? That's the school cook.
Catering manager, please.
Of course.
Been done elsewhere. More fruit and veg, properly balanced meals, and the kids love it, apparently.
Good.
So, Jan and I said we'd help with some research. Get some sample costs from local suppliers, that sort of thing.
Alistair?
No, hang on.
Oh, no.
No, it's all right. Another clear one.
Oh, thank God.
It's not good for your blood pressure, this.
Oh. Have you got any fresh chilies?
Oh, no, sorry. Well, we do have dried, though.
No, I'll try somewhere else. Ginger?
Root ginger?
Yeah.
Yeah, by the garlic.
And coriander. Oh, yeah, I can see it.
Sounds like you've seen a lot more of Tom than I have this week. He's so busy with work.
Well, he's always busy, isn't he?
Yeah, but he's doing more of the basic stuff with the pigs at the moment, with Neil working on this house of his.
Oh, I didn't realise.
Mind you, I can't complain. It was the other way around not so long ago.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that. I'm really grateful to you for holding the fort the way you did.
That's all right.
Now I'm okay, and it's time you had a day off.
Oh, no, Helen, I wasn't fishing for time off.
No, I know you weren't. You deserve it. A few days.
Oh, no, I'm fine, really.
All right, that's a lot, I think.
Okay.
Oh, that's an exotic basket full. Is it all for you?
Well, I'm cooking it, yeah.
Oh, impressive. An adventurous cook, then.
Oh, not really. I just picked up a couple of recipes when I was in New Zealand. You know, Asian stuff.
Oh, brilliant.
Most of the time it's more, meat and potato pie followed by apple crumble.
Yeah.
Are you Helen?
No, I'm Helen.
Hey, don't look so worried. No, Ruth said this was a good place to come.
Ruth Archer?
Yeah, I work at Brookfield Farm.
Oh.
Sam?
Hello?
I'm Kirsty. So is this your dinner tonight?
Well, yeah, me and the girlfriend.
Oh, we knew there'd be a catch, didn't we, Helen?
Yeah, she's coming down from Cheshire tonight.
Right, that's £23.32, please.
There you go.
Thanks.
Yeah, she's a nurse. Works odd shifts. So when we do see each other...
Oh, you try and make it a special occasion.
Yep.
Sounds good.
What idiot. Oh, I think it might be for you, Kirsty.
Oh, look, it's Tom in his new car. Hello?
I think you better go and have a ride. Right, there's your change.
So.
Are you sure?
Of course.
Cheers. See you then.
Bye.
Bye.
I won't be long.
No problem. If Tom's got the time, why don't you go and have lunch with him too?
All right then. Can I bring you something back? A sandwich?
No, I'm fine. Oh, go on.
This is too good to be true.
Don't say that.
Come on then, Ruth.
Okay. In you go, go on.
Any more to come? Oh, hi, Sam. Mm. No, this sheriff is the last one. And?
So far, so good.
All clear?
So far.
God, what a time to arrive.
Yeah.
400998.
Yeah.
Did you get what you needed in town?
Oh, yeah, no problem. I went to Ambridge Organics, innit?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I met your cousin, David.
Uh-huh.
Seems very nice.
You know what you were saying earlier about not tempting fate?
Yes.
Well, you haven't. This one's clear as well.
Yes!
Thank God!
Whoa!
Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you, you... Right, Madame Outjugger. And everyone else, follow me.
When did you put this in the fridge, then?
This morning.
You never say.
Oh, I didn't want to tempt fate. Oh, glass, quick. Hey, Bert's just coming.
And Alistair.
Oh, thanks.
Looks good. Just a regular thing, then.
What, champagne? Oh, yeah.
Haven't you noticed we drink it every Thursday tea time?
Well, every Thursday tea time we get a clear TB test. Anyway,
yeah.
Get yourself a glass, Sam.
Oh, OK.
Oh, what a relief. 12 months of agony over.
At last we can get some stock off this place.
Yeah, make room for some more milkers.
Yeah, let me.
Well, you'll have something to celebrate tonight at Salsa, won't you?
Oh, actually, I don't think I'll go tonight. I've got a lot to catch up on.
Oh, really? That's a shame.
Right, then. I think this calls for a toast.
Absolutely.
To Brookfield, a TB-free farm.
Yeah, yeah.
And to seeing me here a little less frequently in future.
Well, I'll certainly drink to that. No offence, mate.
None taken. Cheers.
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 And then Tom arrived in his chariot and whisked her away.
How romantic. Don't think we're going to see much of him this evening.
No.
If I know Tom, he'll be a guided tour around all his mates, showing off his new toy.
Well, Dad was just the same when he got his MG.
That's men for you.
Oh, can we get some more Diet Cokes, Mum?
Yeah, if you put them on the list. I'll be doing some shopping tomorrow.
OK. Oh, what's this?
What?
Tony... Opticians, 11:45.
Oh, I finally managed to persuade him.
That time too. How did you do that?
I booked it for him.
When for?
Tomorrow.
And he is going, is he?
Well, he'd better. He wants to be seen in public with me.
Is there anything else you want me to put on the list?
No, thanks, love. I'll have a proper check round before I go.
Okay.
So... was that the main excitement of the day?
Well, apart from Kirsty flirting with Brookfield's new herdsman, you mean?
What?
You know what she's like. She doesn't mean it seriously.
This is Sam, is it?
Yep.
Oh, he's a good-looking chap.
I'm very confident in the kitchen, it seems.
Quite a catch, then.
Ah, already caught.
Good ones always are.
No, the main thing was that I got an email from Sonia and Annette.
Oh, what?
Well, it was just to say thank you for that letter I sent them last week.
Oh, right. Did they say anything about it?
Not much. Just that it said some nice things.
Well, I hope it helped a little.
So do I.
Supper won't be long now. Top just needs to brown.
Oh, not for me, thanks.
Pretty
I had a big lunch. I'll probably just make a sandwich later.
Emma's still on tenterhooks.
Morning.
Morning, Emma.
Don't often see you in here. Shopping trip?
Optician's appointment.
Oh. How's Helen now?
Oh, she's a bit better, thanks. It's a long haul, we know that, but she seems more in control.
That's good.
Yeah.
What can I get you, Tony?
Coffee, please.
Latte, cappuccino? Espresso, mocha?
Don't you do just coffee?
Yeah, just ordinary coffee.
Yeah.
Black or white?
White, please.
Anything else?
A toasted tea cake.
Oh, sorry, we don't do toasted tea cakes.
It's on the menu.
Is it?
Yeah. Look, there.
No, it doesn't say toasted tea cake.
Doesn't it?
No, it says toast with tea or coffee.
Oh.
Yeah, like breakfast special.
Oh, all right. I'll have that then.
Okay, two toasts, Frank. Tony?
Yeah?
Did you drive here?
Why?
Well, just if you're having trouble reading the menu.
No, I'm fine, really.
Okay.
These glasses are more for distance, anyway.
Yeah, I can see they'd be better from a distance. Further away, the better, I expect.
Anyway, Emma, how are you?
Yeah, fine, you know.
Busy with wedding preparations?
Yeah, very.
Think you'll have time to get to the fete?
I haven't really thought about it. Dad's been saying we should do the Teddy parachuting thing. You know, from the top of the bell tower.
You don't fancy this bush tucker challenge?
Can't really think of anything worse.
The duck race, then, maybe?
Yeah, maybe. Oh, that's mine. Sorry, excuse me, Tony.
Yeah, you go ahead.
Hello?
Emma, it's Will.
Yeah, hello, Will.
Brief.
What?
I'm going tonight.
Look, you're breaking up.
Ed, I'm going out.
What were that about, Ed?
Let's not talk. That's absolutely terrible. I just want to make sure you're my place tonight.
What, your place?
It's important.
Look, has Ed said something?
I'll be there, 6:30.
Will? Will? Hello?
This is Will. Leave a message and I'll ring you back.
And is on his way.
Oh, good. I want to get these lamps sorted. I don't suppose you can give me a hand.
Sorry, no.
Well, the wagon's due at 1.
Well, I'm just off to do a stint on the combine so Jeff can take his lunch break.
Oh, all right.
And he won't be long.
What's the barley coming in at?
Just over 15.
Oh, good. And how are the strawberries doing?
Oh, fine. I've got Andrew working as a sort of field manager.
Andrew?
Dark hair, usually wears a check shirt.
That hardly cuts it down.
Looks a bit like John Hurt.
Well, anyway, he's in charge, is he?
Not exactly. But he's tallying all the pickings, and I've told him to make sure they keep at it.
Hmm. And you're checking on them yourself sometimes?
Oh, yeah. I go up there regularly to bring the full pallets back.
Hello, darlings.
Hi.
How's my favourite nephew? Oh, you're looking tired.
No, I'm fine, really.
Partying too hard, I expect.
I wish.
Is Jenny around?
In the house.
What? This, it's a little present for you, darling.
For me?
Well, all of you. It's a family gift.
Oh, that's very nice of you.
Are you coming inside?
Sorry, no, I've got these lambs to sort.
Oh, Adam?
I've got a date with a combine harvester, I'm afraid.
Boring. Well, you'd better have it now, then.
Oh, all right.
And how's the lovely Ian?
Fine, as far as I know. I haven't seen much of him this week.
Don't start neglecting him, darling. You don't want him wandering.
No, I know.
Someone else might be eyeing up his gorgeous
body. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Isn't he the last word in retro chic?
Do you have a lot of gnomes, Brian?
Not many, no.
I've specially selected one for each bit of the family.
You choose this specifically for us?
Look at his rod.
I'm sorry, I don't see the...
He's a fisherman.
Gnome.
Fisher gnome, whatever. I thought it could go by your lake.
Oh.
Keep the anglers company.
I see.
Although now I come to think of it, would it be a bit out of sight up there? Maybe you could put it by your pool.
Oh, I think given the choice, the fishing lake's a much better idea.
Are you sure? You could hang towels on his rod.
Thank you, Adam. And thank you, Lillian, of course.
Well, let's have him then. I'm sure Jenny will know exactly where he should go.
I'm sure she will.
See you later.
Bye.
What about this blanket? What planet is she on?
Planet Lillian. It's life, Brian, but not as we know it.
What your mother's going to say, I can only imagine.
Every gnome should have one?
Please, Adam, no. We'll all go mad.
Ah, here's Andy. I'll leave you to it.
OK. Oh, David rang. Said it all went smoothly over there.
Ah, he was happy, was he?
Very. Mind you, I think that had as much to do with the test results yesterday as it did our contract work.
Gnome, more TB, eh?
Adam, I'm warning you.
Jennifer thought you might like this.
What's that?
Some sort of roulade, I think she said.
Oh, lovely. Just put it by the bread bin.
You're still wearing those dreadful glasses, I see.
Yes, and I'm going to carry on wearing them.
You know, you do look a bit of an anorak, darling.
I went to the optician's this morning.
Oh, at last!
Rip-off merchants.
Be able to donate those specs to a museum.
I'm not giving up these specs.
Oh, surely.
Because I'm not buying new ones.
Oh, Tony.
I think you're born yesterday.
I can't just have a pair of glasses. Apparently, now what I need is varifocals.
Well, it's your age. Face up to it.
By the time they added in the designer frames, they were talking about the thick end of 500 quid.
They couldn't tempt you with a bit of the old Dolce & Gabbana, then. Oh,
for that money, they couldn't even tempt me if they were fitted by Julia Roberts. Topless.
Won't be able to see anything anyway, darling.
Yeah, very funny.
That fish pie looks tasty.
Yes, it is. You want some?
I wouldn't mind. I turned Jenny down, but I'm starting to feel a bit peckish now.
What did you have for breakfast?
My usual.
A fag and a Bloody Mary.
There were a couple of vitamin pills involved as well.
Help yourself. It's last night's leftovers, actually. Don't know why Pat made so much.
I think I will.
Oh, come in.
Hello, Tony.
William,
hi.
Hello.
Hello.
What brings you here?
Tom said he'd leave something out for me.
Yeah, it's in the fridge there.
Oh, right. Yeah, can you tell him I'll see him later about this?
Yeah, okay.
Will?
Yeah?
What do you think of my little friend outside?
Oh, you mean the...
Yeah, your dad told me it was a one-off.
Yeah, well, you don't want to believe everything my family says, Mrs. Bellamy.
Oh, dear.
Little friend?
Yeah. I got a surprise for you and Pat.
Andrew said you'd be here.
Oh, hi, Brian. Yeah, this will be the last but one batch today.
Mm. Well, I can't see them wanting to work much longer on a Friday afternoon. They seem to be flagging a bit now.
Really? Andrew assures me he's been cracking the whip. Mm.
Anyway, they'll be wanting to get off and blow their wages at the Bull, I expect.
Some of the girls club together for a taxi and go into Felpersham.
Ooh, young men of Felpersham, be warned.
Yeah, I don't think they take many prisoners. Mm.
I only hope Alice doesn't want to go along with them. Had enough trouble when Dimitra was around.
Oh, don't worry. I think she's saving most of her money to spend on treats for Chandler. Oh.
Anyway, Adam, your mother is very concerned that you didn't come in for lunch.
Oh.
She made a sandwich.
Oh, bless her.
And I have strict instructions to stay here and watch you eat it.
Well, actually, I am rather hungry.
She thinks I'm working it too hard. I told her it's your choice.
Oh, it is. Hmm.
It's all very well running these strawberries. When it comes to harvest as well, it's a hell of a lot to juggle.
Really, Brian, it's fine. It's all under control. Tell her not to worry.
Well, perhaps you could tell her, so she realises I'm not exploiting you.
All right, I will.
Do you want some coffee?
Mm, please. What did she think of Lillian's present?
Well, she'd calmed down a bit by the time I got in. Didn't take her long to work up a head of steam again.
Wish I'd been there.
She reckoned Lillian was confusing us with the residents of Manorfield Close. Now, careful, it's hot.
Oh, thanks. So it's not going by the pool, then?
I told her I rather liked it. Suggested we could put it by the front door.
And how did that go down?
The words my dead and body may have been mentioned.
Well, you here?
In the lounge.
Oh. Sorry I'm late. Just got a bit held up. Well, it's only 5 minutes. Got stuck.
You need to sit down.
All right. What are you doing?
Have you been avoiding me?
No.
It seems like it.
Well, it's just been really busy at work. And with, you know, the wedding arrangements.
Well, you can forget the wedding.
Well?
And all the arrangements. Give me your foot.
Why?
I bet you've been running around that cafe all day, haven't you?
I do.
You don't need these tonight. And you're not to think about the wedding neither.
Why not?
You're going to have a night off from all your worries.
You're not angry with me.
Why would I be angry?
Well, because we haven't seen much of each other this week.
No, I'm busy too. I understand.
Oh.
Come on.
What?
Come through to the kitchen.
Oh, Will.
Would Madame care to be seated?
This is beautiful.
Glass of wine?
When did you have time to get flowers?
It was a bit of a rush. Oh, and I've cooked a special meal. Bridge Farm pork casserole. Oh. Yeah, Mum gave me the recipe. And I've got a soppy DVD for later. Stealing Beauty. Bet you reckon it was the sort of thing you'd like. Hey, there's no need for that.
Sorry, Will.
Look, I know you're under a lot of pressure with all this wedding stuff, but I want to do more to help.
No, no, it's not that.
It'll all be worth it. I promise. It'll all be wonderful. Not just the wedding, everything. Us. I love you, Emma. You're all I ever want.
Oh, well, I love you too. Of course I do.
The Archers was written by Kerry Davis and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Julie Beckett and Kate Oates, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.